You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Actor Glenn Ford believes that in a previous life, before being reincarnated, he was a Christian martyr eaten by a lion. Loretta Lynn believes that she was a Cherokee princess, and Shirley MacLaine believes she was beheaded by Louis XV. Sylvester Stallone believes he may have been a monkey in Guatemala in a previous life. According to Time magazine, many Hollywood stars and other celebrities now believe in reincarnation. A 1982 Gallup poll showed that an incredible 23% of Americans believe in this same philosophy. That is, that they will return after death in the form of another person or some animal. This statistic is stunning. It demonstrates that many who claim today to be a Christian also believe in the unbiblical teaching of reincarnation. These two teachings are neither compatible nor reconcilable. Reincarnation purports that when individuals die, they return to society through another person or in the form of an animal. The Holy Scriptures forcefully reject this teaching directly and without exception. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, we read, and I quote, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." The Bible knows of absolutely no instance of reincarnation. Those embracing transmigration of the soul or reincarnation very often, in desperation, grab unto this philosophy out of fear. They frequently fear that upon death they shall be gone forever, never to reappear again. This is indeed a terrifying thought. However, if you currently hold this philosophy or are being tempted to embrace reincarnation, then by the power of God, reject this soul-destroying teaching and instead let your heart be open to the powerful, gracious, hope-giving promises of Jesus as He says, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in Him may have eternal life. And I myself," Jesus promises, "will raise him up on the last day." This promise is for you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive this blessing and promise of a certain eternity when your life on this earth is finished. Oh, don't ever accept the devil's deceptions. Instead, receive the words of your blessed Savior. By faith in your gracious Redeemer and with the certainty of a God-given gift of faith, know with certainty in your heart that all who trust totally in the sin-atoning and life-giving power of the blood of Jesus Christ will receive, shall definitely receive, a new and glorified body, and that not of another helpless sinner or an animal. This irrefutable guarantee offering you a glorious new life after death was established forever at the first Easter. For 6 terrible hours, the Prince of Peace, God's only Son on a hill outside of Jerusalem, hung on the cruel crucifixion cross. His body was racked with incredible pain. His soul was tortured by our sins, yes, your failures and mistakes and mine. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. On Good Friday, this climactic day of Christ's active obedience was the blackest day in all of history. In those hours, it first appeared that sin and evil and death had won the crucial cosmic contest. In these moments, it appeared that mankind would have absolutely no hope. But then, with the suddenness of a powerful light breaking into darkness, everything was instantly and forever changed. Jesus burst the chains of sin and death. He overcame the power of the devil. And in this act of love, Jesus set a precedent for all mankind. In the Bible, we read that because of the Savior's resurrection, all who now trust in His saving power shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, my friend, Jesus was raised from the cold grave on the third day. He was delivered up to the crucifixion cross for our offenses, for our sins. He was raised again for our justification, for our salvation. And now to all who by faith trust his gracious words, to them Jesus grants the blessings of his promise, and I quote, "For this is the will of my Father," he proclaims, "that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I myself," Jesus said, "will raise him up on the last day." Oh, forget all the ideas of being reincarnated. You have no need for this man-made fantasy built on fear. Your second life, your new hope of joy and eternal bliss, has already been purchased for you. Jesus has paid for your blessed eternity, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood. Oh, sure, I can appreciate where you may be coming from at this hour. Perhaps you are one of the thousands who grew up in a Christian home. You have heard a lot of religious talk and expressions, but reincarnation is much more fascinating. Your ears have heard the blessed message of eternal hope based on the resurrection of Jesus. And yet this good news does not truly excite your troubled soul. To you, this message often seems worn out and warmed over. You find reincarnation more stimulating and more real to your fancies. But you are not alone in your dilemma. For millions, the news that the angel announced at the first Christmas, the good news of great joy for all people, this gospel has become mere background music. It is muzak. It is always there, but it is irrelevant. Background music, called muzak, was invented over 50 years ago. It can now be heard in doctors' offices, supermarkets, banks, schools, factories, and law offices. Every day, this music is being played quietly. It is dimly sensed by over 80 million people. More recently, it has been placed on 24-hour-long tapes sequenced by computer and beamed worldwide by satellite. This muzak, heard by millions, generally has no real impact on the recipient. The sound enters the ear, but the mind remains unaffected by the message. In the same way, scores today hear the gospel, and yet this life-giving proclamation neither offends them nor excites them. For them, this proclamation of God's grace is basically irrelevant. Now let's ask, is this callous indifference to the gospel new or unique to our generation? Definitely not. In the book of Hebrews, we read that many generations ago, God's people heard the word of God, but it did not profit them because it was not united with faith. Oh, take stock of your situation and don't opt for the illusion of reincarnation. Don't depend on returning to this world as another person or some type of an animal. This will never, never happen, for if you depend on this, you will die forever in unbelief. Instead, by faith, grasp the real hope waiting for you after this life and cling to the Lord Jesus Christ. Flee the terror of uncertainty and be united forever to the blessed Savior. Be baptized into Christ and into his atoning death. Listen to this promise as I quote now directly from the Bible, Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been buried with him by baptism into death? In order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too walk in the newness of life. Finally, the Holy Scriptures make this powerful, authoritative, and hope-giving promise, and I quote, "For if we have become united with Jesus in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." Oh, consider your present situation, and always remember that through the Christian faith, a glorious existence with God always follows a blessed death in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believers in Jesus are not condemned to be reborn into another animal or a person. In 1980, a book was published titled Americans Who Have Been Reincarnated. The author interviewed one man who claimed to have been a piano teacher in Scotland in 1880. A member of King Louis XIV's cavalry, a cowboy, and a British sailor. What, we might ask, is the purpose of all these fantasies? The man who had these visions stated that these, and I quote, "these experiences conquered his fear of death. It was," he said, "as though a great eraser had scrubbed it from my life." Oh, don't be fooled by these fantasies and be lost into eternal separation from God as this searching man is going to be. For if your soul is troubled by the fear of death, don't flee in fear to fickle fantasies. Trusting in demonic delusions may indeed keep you from considering death. No one would argue that, But this does not remove the inevitable fact of the final day of judgment. Oh, hear the scriptures once again. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Consider your own inevitable death. It is not whether it will happen. It is only when it will happen. And then don't let the devil deceive you with the ideas of reincarnation. Instead, rest your anxious hearts on the reliable, God-established information recorded in Hebrews chapter 2. Through his own death on the cross, Jesus rendered the devil powerless. For you, you see, and for your eternal hope, Jesus forever crushed the power of the evil one. The Bible states that Jesus did this so that he might deliver those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. A despairing child wrote our counseling office recently. From her grief-filled heart, she poured forth how death had struck her family. First, Grandpa died, and then her brother, Tommy. Then her pet cat, Ginger. She felt that she could bear no more. But then, unexpectedly and very tragically, her father also died. Not knowing where to turn, who to talk to, or what to say, she asked in her letter, "Is there any hope?" Oh, you may not have experienced as many deaths as this young child. Nevertheless, your personal loss, plus your concern over the terror of death, and the uncertainty of your own future at this hour may deeply trouble your heart. In these difficult days and in your hours of discouragement or despair, rest completely on the blessed promise of your beautiful Savior. Jesus' words are for you today. "For this is the will of my Father," Jesus said, "that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I myself," Jesus said, "will raise him up on the last day." Oh, rest in that joy today, for in Jesus you shall certainly be raised to life everlasting. There is no doubt about this. Let your fears be driven away. Rest in the assuring arms of your gracious Redeemer. Live every day with God-given confidence and know every hour that Jesus has forever delivered you from the slavery to the fear of death. Instead of dwelling on life's end as the time of fear and terror and gruesome hours, look instead at the end of your terrible journey as the beginning of a new and glorious existence. You may be presently confined to a rest home or perhaps a hospital, living out your last days. But don't be anxious or concerned. Remember that the Bible tells us, "Here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking a city which is to come." Oh, go ahead and plan on this for sure. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, all followers of the beautiful Savior are presently possessors of their eternal destiny. In that place, in that paradise, God shall wipe away every tear from your eyes. There shall be no longer any death, nor mourning, nor crying, nor pain. God shall make for you all things new. There shall be no longer any night. The saved in Christ shall have no need for the light of the lamp or the light of the sun, because the Scriptures teach, "The Lord shall illumine them, and they, including you, shall reign forever and ever." Now consider your situation once again. Does your heart sincerely desire this heavenly hope, this blessed assurance, and this glorious eternal destiny? Or do you prefer to live with the phony fantasy that you will return to earth as another person or an animal? The question is this: do you prefer paradise or a dog's life? I sincerely pray that by God's gift of faith, you will respond to his loving and gracious call. For even if you are now part of the 23% in our society who believes in reincarnation of the soul, say no, absolutely not, to reincarnation. Oh, say yes to Jesus. His merciful promises are always true. In Jesus, you can possess the unshakable rock and the unwavering assurance and the blessed joy of the eternal hope. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and by God's grace, you shall possess this glorious gift of eternal salvation. In Jesus' name, God grant this to you. Amen.